Apple Box is for short people or for, like, in movies and stuff. They use Apple Boxes so people can stand up.
Oh.
It's okay.
I think I need purring.
Looking at me again when you say that?
Both of y'all need an Apple Box. TJ, start us off.
Okay. So everybody had you as dead meat, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And you go and get 20-some rebounds. Although someone told me you're like 700 games short of Chamberlain having 20 rebounds a game. Are you back? Are you healthier? What's happening?
I'm getting better. You know, just been working hard every day after practice, getting in better shape, trying to eat as healthy as I can, and just play free.
Play free? Yeah. What does that mean?
Play free. Carefree. Just go out there and just play. Whatever happens, just leave it on the floor.
So you're having a good time. We wondered whether you're supposed to have a good time.
We're winning. And you know, when you're winning, you know, everybody's happy.
Well, you're beating crummy teams.
The Bulls are pretty good.
They didn't have half of their players today.
Well, you know, they're NBA players, and you can't count anybody out when you're playing. But the main thing is that we're playing better together. Our defense was a lot better tonight. We started out the game really, really well compared to the last two games. We didn't put ourselves in the hole, and we got to continue to do that.
Will you party tonight now that you're now the number 8 seed?
No party for me. We do have this thing for the Lakers, the Youth Foundation. So we'll be doing that. I wish they had karaoke. I can sing.
Dwight, that could probably be arranged, you know. You want me to try and arrange that?
Yeah, arranged.
What would
karaoke.
You sing?
Just Bad to the Bone.
And dedicated to Kobe?
Yes, Dino. Guess that's his name.
Hey, Dino. You guys had been falling behind by big numbers, and tonight you didn't. What was the difference?
We talked about that before the game, you know, coming out with a better effort, starting the game better. And that was the biggest thing, having a good warm-up and coming out ready to play. And we did that tonight, and you know, we just had to keep it up.
Now, you can't say it's just a regular game. You're going back to Orlando in 2 days. What are you thinking about that?
We got to get this win. You know, we got to go and get another win. That's what's on our mind. I don't know if it's going to be a hostile environment or a good environment, but, you know, it really doesn't matter. I know these guys are going to be there for me, and we just have to go in and have a good game.
Dwight, what are you most looking forward to going back to Orlando and least looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing my house. I haven't seen my house since April 19th when I had my surgery. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm just looking forward to being back in Orlando. You know, that's a place where I spent, you know, my life, you know, up until now. You know, so it's going to be difficult to see, you know, things. But, you know, I'm happy, you know, that I'm in a better place now than I was at the beginning of the season.
Does Kobe take getting used to?
Hmm?
Just playing with Kobe, does he take getting used to?
You got to get used to everybody that you play with. You know,
Kobe, he is different than anybody else.
He is?
Yeah.
He's a man. well, you know, our relationship, you know, is going to continue to get better. We've been friends for a while. This is our first year as teammates. So it takes time for us to bond and get that relationship on the court. And we both have the same goal. You know, we text and talk. The one thing that we talk about is making history and doing something special here. And that's where our minds and our bodies and everything is geared towards is winning the championship.
What kind of because we don't really know. So everybody just watches the two of you guys, and you know they speculate about different things. Before the All-Star break, they speculated that you guys weren't on the same page, weren't close.
Well, I mean, that's why speculation. You know. Everybody's going to have something to say when things are going wrong. And we understand that, you know, but we're going to stay together. You know, we came into this season together, and we're not going to let, you know, whatever happens on the outside, you know, tear us apart. You know, we need each other in order for us to be successful this year. You know, he's going to do his part on the offensive end, and I'm going to do my part on the defensive end, and we're going to make it work.
Is the chemistry improving?
It is. It is.
Between the two of you specifically.
Yeah, I had some of the wine, the vino that he's been drinking. And it's actually helping me out, too.
He looked for you twice at the end, too. Looked for you twice at the end, too.
What you mean?
Kobe found you twice, I believe.
Oh, we was talking about certain things. You know, we wanted to put Boozer in pick and rolls, and we wanted to force Noah to help. And every time Noah helped, you know, he was able to throw the pass over the top. You know, sometimes where I was open, I just told him, just hold it. You know, let's see what we can get at the offense. And we're getting better at it. You know, I told you guys at the beginning of the season, you know, it's a process. And we have to be patient.
Dwight, what kind of reaction do you realistically expect back home?
I mean, well, today we were all looking at a video that they made. It's called Forget You from the Sentinel. But, you know, I have nothing but love, you know, for the fans. You know, they made me into the player that I am today. And I will always be thankful for that. And they watched me grow from, you know, 18-year-old, you know, until now. You know, so I have nothing but love and respect, you know, for the fans of this city. It's unfortunate that we ended on a bad note. But we had a lot of great times, and I did a lot of great things, you know, for the community, and I will never forget all that stuff.
How strange is it to be in March and you guys finally reach a playoff spot?
Well, you know, we want to win a championship. You don't win a championship, you know, in December, and we've had
you got no shot of winning the championship this year.
We don't.
You don't have any shot. Do you seriously think you do?
We have a great shot.
A great shot. Mm-hmm. I'll be sure to. What does that word?
Finish your statement, please.
But, you know, we believe in ourselves and we believe in our team. It doesn't matter who who's on the outside, you know. But we have a goal that we've been talking about all year, and we're going to go for it.